שושיש לא צריך שחור חייקי לזמני וכמש בו מכירות חסור כדאי תוך השור שמות הלך סוף כוס שור שמות הלך הוא הצליח לשאול את רבן הוא אמר אני רואה שבדים של רבן והי מותר הלך הזמן כול כגן שחורכי יפתפוסינשט בלה יופי קלב יפתפוסינשט בפור שור שישיס ודן צריספות הבא נוי איבם עם פסח וואי because it's new to Machel Eskele. The Chorchei didn't want it. She bottled time umareya. Now he says, bottled time umareya. New Machel Eskele is totally in time, not in mare. The Kelev doesn't reject anything because he doesn't like the mare. So why does Rashi mention the union of mare? In that words, that means because if somebody took a piece of seya, yeast, hard yeast, and used it as a kise, as a bench to sit upon, even though it's not Mishmachlas Kalev, a Kalev would break off a piece and eat it and enjoy it. But since it doesn't look like an eich, it looks like a seat, like a bench, so then it's not Tosa Banoi. That's why Rashi mentions she bottled Tamil Mare. In other words, the Shemeichu can be poka for two reasons. Either because it's Nifzmachel Eskele, even though it looks like an Eichu. And then the Shemeichu is poka if it doesn't look like an Eichu, it doesn't have the Tzure of an Eichu. And the Rambam also mentions Tzuras Chometz.
So all you need is one to be batal?
What?
All you need is that only the tamo should be batal or the mara should be batal?
Oh, two things that can be matter this or not.
One by itself could be matter.
But it needs to matter this one by itself.
One by itself.
But that's only Shayach the Gabanoi, the Gabachile. So only needs to matter the skeleton matter. And according to the Rosh, even needs to matter the skeleton is not matter Bachile. Because if he decides to eat it, so it's actually.
And what mitama means nifsam in chaleskalev?
Nifsam in chaleskalev. So it's not mitama, it's mesoch. Oh. Perek dalet no chaschom se matza aloche yud. Vechein akila vo tir. Vas pelunis. The tir means a band-aid. Suppose you take a band-aid and you smear upon it some pieces of bread. So then, and you put it on the maki, Bataniyek, Shenoch Lusif, Chomets Muta, Likaimen Pesach, Shari Nifsido Tzuras HaChomets. So the Rambam doesn't mention Nifsu Machlas Kalev. Then he says, Halochi Dalev, HaPasas Moshe Ipsho. Suppose that bread itself became rotten. The nifstum lechla kelev, umilugdosh and nisrecho in tzorubayah. Godim shekip shayisom v'chilef chitom. A beged that was washed with stars, plain starch. Starch today usually is corn starch. That's not chomes, that's kitmes. But if you have plain starch, that's mamash chomes. וכן יורי שדופקו איסון בחומץ, וכל קייץ בזה, מוטל לקיימון בפסח, ואם במשוי רוי ואוי מוצאי, שאינצו עשה חומץ ומלך. אגן דרמה מנשת, צו עשה חומץ, דרעי וצעז. אוקו שערעי וצעז, אין זה טעם, אלא שכבר ניפס למחל הסקלם. So the Rambam derived apparently is chilek on the whole concept of Tzuras HaChomets. But Rashi Shita is like the Rambam. So he says, what will time in Marasi? Time in that's Nif Machlas Kelev. The Kelev rejects it. Marisi means like Seiya. She os she yirdo ikise. So it doesn't look like Chomets, even though it's not Nif Machlas Kelev. So the Rebbe says, the reason is why Kodim Shekipso is on the Hill of Chito. It's tall shirt. They're allowed to keep in Pesach is because it's Nifl Machlas Kelev. So what's the teres on the Rebbe's Kasha? The answer is, according to the Rambam, Kelev is not the only criterion. Nifl Machlas Kelev means evening Kelev. Because the Kelev is not such a connoisseur, he eats everything. But grain starch, a Kelev will reject it, but a goat will not reject it. A goat, he's got him his paper and everything. So maybe the Rambam couldn't mention Niflmacher's Kelev, but he has to mention the town, she ain't no true as Chomets.
Why? Because here it's not Niflmacher's Kelev?
Because it's not Niflmacher's Kelev, it is. But it's not Niflum Achilas D. A goat. So why is the Kelev only? And according to Raivet, the criterion is Niflum Achilas Kelev, not any other animal.
According to Raivet, not only Kelev has been possible from
every baby, every high. All right.
When you're saying, John, Rashi also holds this concept of Tsuras.
He says here, Pash Shechir Chom Kedim Zmane Shekvotel, if it was singed before Pesach and is Mutabanoye Alaha Pesach, because Botul Taime Marise. So Taime means Nifmachas Kalev, but Botul Marise.
It doesn't look like Chomis.
It doesn't look like Chomis. Yeast Shehir Dolikise. You have hard yeast. And you,
so in a sense, so whenever you have a Tarovis Chomets, that doesn't have a Tsuras Chomets. Every Tarovis Chomets.
And the counter has a Tsuras Chomets. Tsuras Echel.
Tsuras Ochel or Tsuras Chomets?
Tsuras Echel. Tsuras Echel, not Tsuras Chomets. The Rambam uses the Russian Tsuras Chomets.
He says Tsuras Chomets.
Yeah, because we are talking now with an Echel that is Chomets.
So why do we always mention
if something is
Kelev,
according to
the Rambam, it doesn't mean.
He doesn't mention here. In the halacha before he mentions
Nifsamachilas Kelev.
So Rashi, it combines in bottom results because it's the same time Nifsamachilas Kelev is Pokad Shemeichu, and if he doesn't look like an Echu, it's also Pokad Shemeichu.
But according to the Rambam, Nifsamachilas Kelev doesn't mean only Kelev. It means every high. So why Dr. Kelev is going to mention?
Even Kelev. Because usually a Kelev is not selective. A Kelev is everything. Other behemoths are very selective. Let's say a behemoth will not eat meat, you see. But a Kelev is not selective. So if it sniffs out even Achilas Kelev, so then the Shemech is Boka. But suppose it happens to be Nifsal Achilas Kelev, but not Achilas Di. Nifsum Achilas Kelev, not Gdi. Usually, if it's Nifsum Achilas Kelev, it's certainly Nifsum Achilas Di. But sometimes, let's say paper and baguette is Nifsum Achilas Kelev, but a Gdi will eat paper.
So then what?
So there's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raib, whether the Shemeichu is Boka. On account of the fact that it's Nifl Machlas Kelev, he is the criterion.
And quite
the Rambam is? Yeah, only if it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kol Behem Ovechaya.
Now, is when it's not, when it doesn't have a tzuras of chametz or tzuras of ochel, are you allowed to eat that?
Oh, that, certainly not. But even nishlam achilas kelev, so the horse says that he's also bachilas.
Right.
Because achshvi.
With that rosh.
The horse is in Yitzchak. Yitzchak. The Ran is chelik.
What do you mean, actually? What does that mean?
Because if you decide to eat.
You are mak. I mean, we don't say batla daito.
Subjective.
We don't say batla daito
to kolat. That's right. The Ran is chelik, and the Ran Maram Chalef say that it is. The Maram Chalef, for another reason, the Ran says, is batla daito is wrong. But the Roshita is that we don't say batla daito.
You mean, even though objectively it doesn't have a tzuras chametz, but if you eat it,
it's not whole achile.
But if you eat it,
so you are machshiv it.
And you're saying the same thing would be about
you enjoy.
Yeah.
Offer.
I understand. And let's say you think the same thing would be by tzuras chametz if something doesn't have a tzuras chametz.
Certainly.
You eat it.
Certainly.
I don't know why. Certainly.
Certainly. I don't know. Maybe even the Ran.
Because the Ptur, I would say not that way. I would say differently.
I don't know why.
Because if the Ptur is based upon Achila, because it's Nifsom, the Achila's Kelev, and you eat it,
okay.
So then we say you are Mapshere. But if the Ptur has nothing to do with Achila anyway, the Ptur is because it doesn't have a Tzuras Chametz, so whether you eat it or not, that shouldn't be have a dinner Mapshere.
I don't think so.
I see.
Alright, now.
So you're saying the Ran disagrees with
you? Yeah,
the Ran.
The Ran disagrees. He says, because Bottle dies for the Maram Chalef also is Chalek and Rosh. But another time, he says, how can you say Achshibe? If the Shemech was Spoka, once he's Spoka, we don't say Chizabinir. That's another Knesh.
So what's the answer? How will the Rosh answer that question?
The Rosh it is, we don't say
in a Chizavanir.
We say in a Chizavanir and other things, but not here.
Why?
What?
Why? What's the Chilek?
The Chilek, let's say, if it is nascent, town we've gone.
Right.
So if it is destined to be, to give it Tam Mishvach, then we don't say that it's a Tam problem. But if it's not destined to be Mashbiach, but it just happened accidentally, it was Mashbiach, so then we say in a Chizavaniya. In a Chizavaniya.
But the Rosh says.
The Rosh says.
We will say Chizavaniya.
We will say.
So Halacha Maisa, this applies by medicine.
That's right. Well, medicine, so Rav Chaim Meiser has a tshuva. It's not shayach to say achshuva.
Why?
Because medicine is achshuva to eat wood and glass too. If somebody will tell me that if I swallow glass,
I mean, you're not eating it for enjoyment. You're doing it for your health.
Yes. It's not hard to say action.
See, that's not action.
Yeah, medicine.
I mean, even the Rosh, when he says...
So medicine,
yeah.
If something was nifsel machilas kele, even if you mixed it with other ingredients, you know, with flavors and so on, and it is enjoyable, so it's still muta.
Assuming the flavors are kosher. We're talking about...
Yeah, of course I'm talking about. Of course, natural.
Okay.
So why doesn't Achshavei apply to Iser Hanaha?
But Iser Hanoye is not shayach to the Achshavei. If you decide to eat it, then you endow it with Achshavei. But to have Nene, you can be Nene from everything. You can be Nene from soil too. You can become a billionaire from selling sand. Tremendous business. You listen, fertilizers is a tremendous business. So you say that fertilizers have shemeicho. Am kadesh leitzricha lishoyit rabbonon. Lechoyit rabbonon. Di oma rab gidlo marav chivalitzef mabichanen. Am kadesh mishishoyit umaylo. Afilu bechutik ronai sehi. That's Chomsnuk Shinau again. In Kol Yisroel Shvatere, there is no such concept as Isanukshin. Let's say, for example, Horov or treifes nevele schille dam. Either is nishl machel eskele, or is nishl machel asodom. So nishl machel asodom, nevele shene hui ligeer, in ikuna vele. But there is a difference between nishl machel eskele and nishl machel eskele. Nishl machel eskele is mafkir shemeich, is not even mitamit masech. But nevele shene nishricho, and it's nish, it's not hui ligeer. But the caliph eats it, he's mitamit masir. And that's why neither Rabbonon, Nivela Shinoruli Gea, is also neither Rabbonon. Because Nivela Shinoruli Gea is only a heter achille, not that the Shem Eichu is poker. It is an Eichu, but there is a heter achille in the rice. What? Nivela Shinoruli Gea. Achille Sodom. That means Nivela Machila Sodom. And then, Nivela Draya, that Nivela Shinoruli Gea, is not Mafkia de Shemeichu, but it's only Afkoye of a Maisa Achille, because the Rambam, when he discusses the Aloha from Nivela Shinoruli Gea, he mentions two tziyur. One tziyur, if he tvatit. The other tziyur is, if he ate it while it's hot, boiling that, so he burned his throat. There is certainly not Pocket Shemeichu. If he waited a little bit until it cooled off, he would have enjoyed it. But in the Maisachil, it's
the Maisachil is what?
In the Maisachil.
It's not the Maisachil.
But it has a Shemeichu. Now, I don't know the Ran who says, and who says we don't say Achshave, I'm not so sure that the Ram will be Chilik and the Rosh in regard to Nevela Shinoruli Gea. Maybe he'll agree. I don't know. Maybe he'll agree. If it's Nifmach Leskalev, so the Shemeich Lispoka, how can I give it to Shemeich by deciding to eat it? But Nevela Shinoruli Gea, the Shemeich is not Poka. It applies even when you eat a hot food. So certainly, Gabi, hot food, you wouldn't say, since the time it was hot, so it was not really there. So even after it cools off, there's no surprise. That would be ridiculous. Some melee, even when it's rotted. But if you are achshavet, and you like the a button, a piece of Nivele. So why shouldn't we say Achshavet? It gives me comments on. Now,
Rashi
Beitzer
has a din of Achshavet by Kachin Tamei.
Yeah.
So it does apply, I mean, it seems to apply to Hano also, not just to Achila. Not just because somebody wants to eat the object, which is Nifsam Echilas Kelev. I mean, it's, you see, even by Hano, one is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Truma Tamei or Kachin Tamei.
Maybe it's a special aloche in Kachin that there is that, because the Isha of the Kachin, there's a aloche of Mishmeres. You have to watch it.
So it takes away from the Nitan?
So Mele, if you are Machashvet, so it's inconsistent with Mishmeres. Mishmeres from Isha. That's amazing.
Now, according to the Rosh,
yeah,
the fact that we say actually, is that work on a Daraisa level or on a Darabana level?
Pashtus Haloshin is, this is on the Daraisa level. However, there are some Achrayim who say it's in Darabana.
Do you know who?
Achiezer discusses this. If I'm not mistaken, even the Bach is the one who says that it's only also on the Darabana level. I'm not sure. Even the Bach. I'll have to look it up.
Do you know their reasoning?
Because Midaraisa, we should say, once the Shemeichel is Poker,
it's like just a Xera type of thing.
It's a Xera type of thing.
Now, do you know any other Rishon who says, like the Rosh? Or the Rosh is
the Rosh, no.
That we say the concept.
The Ran and Maram Chalev
argue.
For different reasons.
Different reasons?
The Ran argues because One's a shemichel because he's not shayach to say achshavei, because butler died his father.
And the Maharal.
Rav Chalef says, we don't say chiz of a niya. If it became, the shemichel was butler, some melee, we don't say chiz of a niya.
So what's the nafkamina with Nevela Shein Aruya Lager?
If we say in a little gear, yeah, is only a chisong the maizach, like a burning food.
So how come? So if he eats it, according to the Rosh, it's achshavei.
Yeah.
So he's chayim. So.
But in a village in a little gear, I think even the ram.
So what is the halacha then of nevelish in a little gear? Where is it not considered nevelish?
If he eats it for other reasons, because of medicine, because of this, because of that, whatever.
But he's not machshavei.
He's not machshavei. He wants to fill up the stomach, because if he has an empty stomach, so he doesn't feel well.
But not because he thinks it tastes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Not for enjoyment. Mm-hmm. But if you eat it for enjoyment, then you say ach. Now, what is chometz nukshe? Chometz in other Yisroel, we don't have it. Either it's all achilas oda, or it's not all achilas oda. But by chometz, there is a special love. Means in other words, ordinarily a person will not eat, but it's a little bit fat, a little deteriorated, so if he has other food he will not touch it. But if he has no other food and he is hungry, he will eat. But when he's not hungry, he will not eat. So by other Yisurim is Chayim Malkes. And by Chometz, so is Potter of Kores, and whether it's Chayim Malkes or not, it is told in the Machlekes, the Blessed the Rabbana, in Pirkei Lev.
By Hilchos Shabbos, let's say, by Hilchos Boreh, where we discuss the definition of Psoles.
Yeah.
So if a food can be eaten al yidei hadfak, does that have a definition of Psoles or no?
No, there it depends. Is he going to eat it? Because if meichel mitechel, if he's interested in one echel and not another echel, let's say you have on the plate many pears. You have pears, apples, peaches, bananas. And if you don't like bananas now, you don't
You're
like
saying there's no difference between the borer of shnei milei ochlin or ochel mitoch
cholis?
You're saying it's identical?
Identical. There, the definition of echel is the thing you are interested in eating.
For example, the halacha is, by min echad, we do not say borer.
Yeah.
So I think there's enough coming in what you're saying. For example, the Rama says, if you want to be borer a big piece of fish from a small piece of fish, where it's the same min.
Yeah.
Suppose one fish is not nechal, you know, it's only nechal ideatcha.
But if you don't want to eat it.
Right. So the Rama says, by min echad, that's not considered like shnei minei ochlin.
Yeah.
So your reasoning doesn't apply in that case.
No.
But would you still say that since it's necho only al yidei hadfak, it has a lack of psoles? Not because it's shnei minei ochlin, but because it's psoles.
No.
Because it's only necho al yidei hadfak.
So I think that it would still be considered an echo. Because when you see all the attack, so Nasazan Barachal Yisurim, one attack, what attack? You know.
But you see, people, by Yisurim.
People have priorities in food, you know.
I understand what you're saying. By Yisurim, you say, if it's Ne'achal Idei Atchak, you're not over.
By all Yisurim, you are over. You're Chayev Kores, let's say.
You're not over. If it's only Ne'achal Idei Atchak.
So you're Chayev Kores if you eat Chayev. That is only Ne'achal, that is a little deteriorated. So
what?
Then you have Kores.
So what? I mean, by Chametz Nukshe, you're not over?
Fact, by Chametz Nukshe, you're Potter of Kores. Whether you're Chayev Malkes.
But by other Yisurim, it's the same as regular food?
That's right.
Yeah?
Yes, definitely.
If it's not, if it's only Nechal Yedet Chak,
that's right. All right. I feel the Chutik Al-Nai saying Chayish Yemidu. But Yasik Deitano Vekarayim.
Because
So, all right, and from this Gemara is Yevayin to what the Torah says, that Koran is Hofin Afamuta, and Koran, the Gemara in Gemara says, we call a Mikvori in Afonosa. So the Torah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is Reife, so the Ether of Chometz is Muta Banoi, according to Rabbanon, that is the Eropir Leruah, so the Ether of Chometz is also Banoi. So the Kveger is the Kashi, the reason as to why this Hof is Afamuta, because Nasim is Fosa. So Mele by Chometz, so by Bosa Becholol, when the Kvure is only because of Takore, and with the Raisi, you don't have to be Kveger, you can leave it on the table also. So Mele is not sure to say Nasim is Fosa. But by Chometz, according to Rabbanon, that is Pirev Zele Ruach, so it's Nasim is Fosa. So Rav Chaim gives the Teretz, because if it's Perev Zeruach, then the whole mitzvah of Tashbisu is in the Gavre. The Gavre should not have Chometz in his possession. But if it requires Reife, then the important thing in the Reise is the destruction of the Chefze. So Mele, Nazis Mechovzon, Misvoso, is only Shayach when the mitzvah is in the Chefze. But if the mitzvah is not in the Chefze, only in the Gavre, so then it's not shayach to say Nasis Mitzvos.
The Gilead Hashas here makes reference back to Tosis in Daf Hei.
Yeah.
I don't think that when we learned Daf Hei, I don't think that we saw that Tosis.
What does Tosis say Daf Hei?
Take a look at that Tosis. Where is my page?
Come down. So what do you say? You're all right, no? All that is says, I forgot to show you, sorry. He asked you to call him an osimuta. So that's Reife here. So, I mean, so what's the shaykhahs to the two? I don't know. The Gilead Hashas is on the Torah.
No, here. On the Gemara.
Look back to this place.
Daf Hei.
The Gilead Hashas is on our Gemara in the second parish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You just look back at this place. That explains why.
Oh, yeah, because this panthesis of Chorche Kirim's money. Put one of the Flacher's money,
no?
Oh, Obas Mani Oshabanoi Pshiti.
No.
With Badi Pisori.
It's not in the Tosis, it's on the Gemara. You see the Gemara you just read?
Yeah.
The last Gemara.
Badi Pisori Vreli Sanimene. Also, their teacher says, after he was Serefet, so the Gachli is also. But here the Gemara talks at the time during this life. Right.
Rabbi, according to Rashi Shita, on the few days in the days, Rabbi Yehuda, who says the halacha is only Sreifa, is only Kodem Zman Yisuro.
Yeah.
But after the Zman Yisuro, Hashbisasa Bekol Davar.
The Sir Rav Chaim explains it, because after Zman Yisuro, there's only Nisarasi, not a field.
But how will he learn this Gemara? This Gemara is a Kasha and Rashi.
Why?
Because the Gemara says you're not allowed to be Nana when you're burning.
Yeah.
But if it's before Chatzos, it's Mutar for Hana.
So the pshat is, I think, that Achiezer said it, that it's not also Misadorav of Anoi. He will not be Chayav Malkus. He will be either the Yisrael of Tashbisu. Since he's Mechuyev, to whom Mashbi said, so during the process of the burning, he's not allowed to have Anoi, because it's inconsistent with Tashbisu.
Tosis Daphe says that. The Daphe says that.
Yeah.
While it's burning. So yeah. The Krog
The hairs are disgusting.
Yeah, what did you say?
That it's not, that it's not, he's not Chayav Malkus when he's nene from the chomes during the burning process. Because it's still not.
Mm-hmm. It's not the hana from the chomes.
Yeah, it's the tashbish.
The tashbish.
Yeah. All right. Omar Cheskin, now this is one of the most complicated sugyas. Cheskin and Ravavoy. Because why is it complicated? Because there is a machlekes, and still everything that Cheskin says, Ravavoy says, everything that Ravavoy says, Cheskin says, except with David Danoshe, whether it's Osabanoy or not Osabanoy. So what's the machlekes? But first of all, on a theoretical level, it's a big machlekes. The question is, on the practical level, what's nafkimineh? So, as long as we find one or two nafkimineh, so that's enough. We don't need many nafkimineh. But on a theoretical level, there is a whole different concept of this anoy. According to Rabbi Avuye, that we learn it out, kol mokum shenama, lo yecha, lo yisecha, lo yisecha, echod yisrachile, echod yisanoy, bimashma, so it's a nisa hanoye that emanates from nisa achile, but it's hanoye mamish, mamish. Called let's see Cheskiye. Cheskiye says, Oma Cheskiye, minayin lechom li pesach shosa banoye, shenema lo ye ochel chomitz, lo hei bi et rachile. So he doesn't say, lo ye ochel chomitz, lo ye see an enemy chomitz, but lo ye hei bi et rachile. In other words, there is no, chomes cannot be necha. Only shurim shebeteiro, so the isha consists only in the maisachil, not in the chefse being necha by me, but in the maisachil. The raya is that the Gemara in Mila says, suppose one swallows a kazais, then he spits it out, and then kideh. 2 minutes later, he swallowed it again, the same chotzikazayis, his chayav malkus. So the union of kazayis is not in the shemeich. A mashu of officer also has a shemeich of officer. But in the mais achille, so if in the mais achille, there is an achille of a kazayis, the same chotzikazayis, he ate it twice. So there is an achil of kazayis, there is siruv, he's chayav malkus. So here, according to Cheskiye, the whole iser of hanoye and chomes is not an iser hanoye by itself, but it's an iser of not allowing chomes to be eaten by anybody, by myself, by an akum, by kelev, by anybody. Lohoybe heterachil. Now let's see the Ram Rosh Naramba. From Yochel Chomets.
Wait, you're saying the whole purpose of the Yisr Hanah is to prevent the Yisr Achila? Is that what you're saying?
According to Rabbi Avuye, it is a Yisr Hanoi by itself, because it emanates from the Yisr Achila, but it's a Yisr Hanoi by itself. Mashinkin according to Rabbi Avuye, it's not a Yisr Achila. It's a nisa not to allow chomes to be eaten by anybody.
But let's say you put it.
And probably machleges hashem too. If you're not allowed to give chomes to your caliph, but how about giving chomes to a caliph shel hefker? So there's a machleges whether you're allowed to give chomes to a caliph left. Some say you are allowed, because you don't have a noy. If it's your caliph, so you gain the mezenas, but if it's caliph left, and some achrenim say, because you have a good feeling, you know, you are a nice person, you are a sarbal heimlich, you know, like the people who throw crumbs for the birds, the Jews is these people. Some of the biggest anti-Semites get up early at 6 o'clock and they go outside with two dogs, not one dog, and then they throw crumbs to the birds. and then they get the feeling of satisfaction. They are such wonderful people. I mean, I'm not like Clinton, I'm a nice person. Clinton is not sensitive, but I'm very sensitive. So that in itself is Hanoi. If you
can, but that's psychological, Hanoi. What does that have to do with this story?
So Samachin mentioned it. But I think the Pshat and the Rishenim who say that Chometz you're not allowed to give even to a Kelishal Efker, because even though we paskin like Rabavuye, but over and above Rabavuye's halacha, there could be a Cheskes halacha, Lo Yochel Chometz. In other words, we are not allowed to let our Chometz be eaten by anybody. It's not an Isra Noe per se, according to Cheskia. It's an Isra not to allow it to be eaten.
So what about if you use it for ointment on your skin? Are you allowed to do that with Chometz according
to
Cheskia?
So only if we say Sicha Kishia, only on the basis of Sicha Kishia, it'll be awesome.
But otherwise,
otherwise it shouldn't be awesome.
But other hanaos, like using it to burn, mahasaka, whatever.
For fuel.
You
need to keep yourself warm.
Yeah.
Let's say you're cold and you want to warm yourself up.
Chametz.
So you use the chametz for fire fuel.
To warm.
Yes,
according to
warm.
So according to Chesky,
it's
now let's see a Rosh Hashanah.
By eating
firewood? I mean, that's how it seems. Of course, in the Rabbonon is certainly also. Oh, but with the rice, it should be mutar according to Chesky. With the Rabbonon, every Hanoi is also. The Rambam says in the Perek Aleph, no Cheschomes Amatzo, Halacha Beis, Hachomet mi Pesach, also Banoi, Shinema, Lehechu Chomets, Lo Yehei Beyet Rachile. So it's very strange. That's the droshe of Chesky, but the Rambam paskens like a Rabavui, and the Rambam even applies Rabavui's halacha to Bosa B'cholom. Al haskam v'chamo, this is applies to Chometz, but apparently according to the Rambam, there is no stira between the halacha of Rabavui and the halacha of Chesky. Even though the Gemara wasn't after a minute, so whether one is necessarily a chilik or not, we still have to know what's the difference naftimine between one din and another din. But the Rambam mentions Cheskes halacha.
Shneema. I really don't understand what you just said. What did you just say? The what?
The Rambam mentions Cheskes
halacha. Right, I understand the question.
Though the Rambam,
right, but what's the answer?
The answer is there is no stira between one drosh and the other drosh. There is no stira. You can accept both doshes.
Well, with Rav Avahu, what about fire, using it for fuel, according to Rav Avahu, using chametz for fuel? He would
ask. So
there is a
stira
between.
Even
according
to Chizkiya, it should be also to use the chametz for fire, for fuel, even with the rice, because Rashi explains in the Lay Achel, Lay Hebo Heter Hamedel De Achilo.
Yeah, okay. That's
and Stamanos, Mebel De'achila.
Yeah.
So since Stamanos, Mebel De'achila, so every Hanos also.
But the Hanoi of fuel or to warm up my body is not legal, is not conducive to achila.
Right, but since Stamanos, Mebel De'achila.
That's the opposite of maybe.
Yeah, but since Stamanos, Mebel De'achila, so every Hanos also. Because Stamanos, you get money, you save money, and the money
okay,
you can use
okay
to buy food.
So that's Chashi's shot.
Yeah.
But that doesn't have to be the Rambam shot.
It would be good if
it's
so
he does, yeah. Then is the Rambam mentions that posi in regard to Chotzi Shio.
So I'm not sure what you said. How does the Rambam paskin? Like this year, like a Ravo? Or you're saying he paskins
both,
like both?
Both.
The way in the Chotzi Shio Bazar, he paskins like only Ravo?
Yes.
But the way in the Nachkamia, Chotzi Shio Bazar, between Ravo and Chizkio?
Yeah.
So he paskins like only one sheet, like a Ravo?
Ravo, yeah. So that's the kashit.
So he doesn't pass on like both in
yes,
regards to everything.
It's the kashit, but these are the facts.
So
now,
that,
yeah.
So I'm saying he doesn't pass on like both his kid and both the gabi every din.
That's right.
Because the gabi function
should be considered for me, I'm mentioning. Then the Rambam mentions lo yochel in regard to another halacha. Perik halef halacha zayin. Ho eichel me'achomis hatzmei b'pesach kol shu. Hare z'osam la'tere. Shenema lo yochel. V'af al pikein in a chayef kores v'korben el al kishio shu kezayis. Ho eichel pochit m'kezayis b'meizit makis m'kezayis. So I saw that some foreshim as the kashi. Why does the Rambam need this special posik? Lo yochel. In other words, the Yisar is not dafkel maisachel. But the chomet should not be eaten by me. So even chotik azayis is yariv at the love of not to be eaten. But it's also like kolater kula, like chotik azayis in the daily treifim. So the answer is, by Chomes, there is a new aloch. Let's say, the Gabe, other Yisurim, the Rambam Shiti is, if somebody takes a shvue, to eat Chotzik HaZayis in the Velo Trefe, not only it isn't a shvue shov, but it's Chayim Mishum Shvue's Pitu. Because, as the Ram points out, the Rambam Shiti of the Sefer, there are two categories of derises. Derises that are explicit or implicit in the Kiddush or Mikro, and derises like Dushikeset that is deduced to the Mish Atirun Dreshetet. So the aloche that Nipal Vatos HaMitzvah Yishvashov applies only to derises that are mentioned in the Kiddush or Mikro, but it doesn't apply to derises that are deduced to the Mish Atirun Dreshetet. So if, but suppose somebody would take a shvue sheichu chotik azayis chomets, then it will be shvue shom. That's why the Rambam mentions lo yochel, because here there is a special love not to make chomets to be eaten by me.
So the regular sukkot hashir is only by what?
When we say that the shvue is chal by other yisurim, not by chomets, because there is an issue of chomets being nechal by me. By other Yisroel, there is no issue of chilev being nechal by me. My issue of chilev. So then, chotishio is a new issue. I heard from my father, let's say, by Yom Kippur, if somebody fasts, so it's mekayim mitzvah, the issue of chesechem. Suppose he eats poches from shio. There will be kind of mysticism as I say him also. But he'll be there, the general Yisrael of Chosishim. But by Chomets, it's not an Yisrael of the safety. It's an Yisrael of the Vatero Mamish. Because Rachmono Yochel Chomets, Holy Cost of Yochel, Adamine Israchile Mashma, Israel Mashma, who pleaded Rababue, Domer Rababue, Homokim Shinamale, Holy Sehu, Erodisrachile, Erodisrachile Mashma, actually, Porto Hakosov, Kitarach, Porto Bimbele. So, generally speaking, without the special Zeros Hakosov, when the Torah says, Loisechu, so it includes Hanoi too. Except there is a special Tirus HaKosov. Let's say, it's a very good idea. Hashem Shachot Neno Vachor. Ditani, Loisechu Koni Veilo. Lagir Hashem Shachot Neno Vachor. Mechele Nochi. Eime Ligab Nisino Nochi Mimchire. Ligab Mimchire Minayin. אם אל הגרה שבשורך עוד אתננו עם החיר לנוחי עם החיר לנוחי בנסין מניין תמרי מעט אתננו ואכולו עם החיר לנוחי נמצא זה עם איך עוד גיע ואיך עוד נוחי בין במחיר בין בנסין שדת מין זה סמות הבנו דיבר רב מאיר רב יהודה עם הדבורים כחסובון וגיע בנסין הוא נוחי במחיר so you got Teisho, you're not allowed to sell it to him. You have to give it to him free. So Teisho says to Kashi, How can you mechuyev to give it to me free? Are you mechuyev to give free to a Jew, boss of Hosha? You have boss of Shmuel. You are mechuyev to give away everything that you have to another Jew. To another Jew. There is a mitzvah zoke, but that doesn't mean you have to give away everything to another Jew.
Where is Kasha?
Tesis na Mizar.
What is that?
So Tesis says, we have a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda whether you are allowed to give l'veile b'matone to an akum. Rav Yehuda says no, and Rav Meir says yes. So Tesis says the kashin amizoren. How can Rav Meir say yes? But akum is l'mailim l'meridim.
You mean that the dinner goes to Sukhanim?
Sukhanim, yeah. But it's Shitnil Matasrinim.
Right.
Have you aimed at Vorim Kirchhoff?
Wait, what's that?
Rav Yehuda im advorim kichsov teime the Rav Yehuda lomoli lo yisachanim lasa machtischinam typically meoch v'yesh leima lo yisachanim yistrich litin bilav v'haydi oche so nami yistrich lias but why do we need the lav in this orat iname ichol meima the hod oche yistrich regalis al nisine rigea she matone mamish the loy sine sine bidan peak shall be bosh the bomb the roch was a matnas chinom be with your hobby le rabiude ufei kol sho matmi on ahiti shrei achodom yarach le with your hobby ki rabiude but rabiude says matnas chinom is also to ne lichod Tiras Rabe, the Sefte Tanya and Musa Rabude the Hochel, David Kahobim and Akire, his Muta, with Neshuki Mechele. In other words, with the Shoch. So then, it's not Matasrino means not for Darki Sholem, not for other reasons, not for practical, pragmatic reasons, just to give, to be Mehane. To be Mehane David Chochobim. But if he's a neighbor, so it's a question of friendly relations with the neighbors. If I don't give him, he will not give me, and we'll have I'll be isolated from everything.
Wait, what about, you know, to give a Christmas gift to your superintendent?
Well, today, it's not shy of to say, Ose Lehidis Lako. He's not going to, you know, to do any extra service to Yeshu because I gave him a Christmas gift. And then, according to Rabbi Tam, that Meneach and Stavar are Shituf, so I'm not even with me there anyway. It's Shituf. Vochabit Chobim Akirei is mutam bishemechle. We hold am rinon beirem domalei that Rebbe said lahuoi bikachovim pull gluskelen niloye. He found the gluskeyofo in the street and then he met it and said nevichachovim. So he said, why don't you pick it up? It's a good gluske. V'afal pi shalhoyo matire ki mashmo osom shane hosom shalhoyo Mislavi, maybe the Rahim, though he was not his friend, but he happened to walk on the journey together. So it's also friendly relations. In other words, it's not for the purpose of showing chesed to the person. It's an Ian of the Acharis. Vim tema, liman di osa, vichi lesle, haidi mefarnisin al yedi gehovin, imani Yisrael. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda asked us to give him at Nasrinom, to have gehovin, but it's a mishne mefureshes, that mefarnisin al yedi gehovin, imani Yisrael. Da gishoin, v'yesh lima, di da gishoin, einzum at Nasrinom. Vim tema, uman di shore, וחלס להעידה ותרחובים עליהם דקו ולמיילם ולמרידים ויש למה תקרו מיירה שאינו מחיי איסים בזמטרון כאף אם לא ייתנו להם כלום לא יונס so in other words the easer of לסכונים is only שייך when you save him from death or from his sword but if you don't save him you just give him an extra food, he's not evil, he's a chon. But even though there is a laugh of a little mataskinon, the answer is, this is different, Isa. Because lois a chon is a laugh of a chon, and it has many iso. One iso is, lois itin lem chnio bitak. Another iso is, lois itin lem mataskinon. Another iso is, lois itin lem chayim, just to praise a pagan. You're not allowed to say how beautiful he is, except if your kavone is to give kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she also praise noise. But if the kavone is to praise a person, he are able to say, anybody who compliments Arafat is able to love the rice. He's able to love the rice. Anybody who calls Arafat a moderate is interested in peace. He's tired of terror. Is either a love the rice of Lisachon. And then there is another Visa of not have Rachmonis on them. That's the Isa of Marin Lemal. And there is a big difference between these two. Let's say in regard to the love of Marin Lemalin. So it applies only to the Akim Shebechutzlaras, these Marabais, where they are not Anusim, but Akim Shebechutzlaras. It only applies the love of the halacha of the marine lemail applies only to Akim Shabbat soil with Marabais, or every goy who lived with Marabais was a teshuv. So if a certain goy became a pagan and he was a bizore, so it means he was not an onus, but midaite, he chose to become a pagan. But Akim Shabbat Loras loving the bizore in a negamisim yedein. So mele it doesn't apply. And that's mentioned by the Tesfes in Abizor Daf Chavov. Tone Rabba Avuye by the chum this year. Cases and chum.
You give him praise.
You give him praise. What do you mean? There are no meaning in among the Chovim, but among the Goyim, but there are Eime in Rebbe, the Chovim meaning. Sovalo kehod omar apchir, barabe omar abeichanen, nochin shebechutz lores, love him, the abis Chovim, in alam negar isim bide. So the question is, what's the right? He says, Eim Rebbe, the Chovim meaning. Why? Because he agrees with Rabbeichanen's membrane, that Noshim Bechusuras Lavi Lichovme. So he doesn't talk about meaning. He says Lavi Lichovme, but meaning is something else. So Tezi says the Kash. So Tezi says Lavi Lichovme, Tilkach, Beas Yisrael Name in Adukim Kokach, Sheim Asiya Nishim Amizichov. So what's the Pshat in Tezi? So the Shor Hedo, the Hashmotis of the Kov Meido and Nishalmi didn't explain the thesis because mean the Aloch is Meridin Lemail but Akum Evichovin is the Aloch is Lemail and Lemail. So when Rabbi Yechanan says Nochim Shebechus Loras Lapi Evichovin Ramin Arisim Vyedeyem, so it means that there is no din of Meridin Lemailin by Akum Shebechus Loras. In other words, that meridin lemailin only applies to Akum Shabbat Yisrael, when Bismarck abides, so they are not hanusim. So mele, we are not allowed to be muscled them from Sakonim, because of the wrath of Zechonim. We serachim alei, as Umtala says, not allowed to have rachmones and an Akum Erosh. But Akum Shabbat Loras is an onus, he doesn't have the Shem Rosh of Akum. Unless he's rogeling in Gezel, in Arayes, in Shechuzdomim, so he has the Shem Rosh of Akum because of the Adrisun, but Mitzad Yisra Blizore, he doesn't have the Shem Rosh of Akum because the Anusim, just as the Rambam says, Likabi de Karoi.
So therefore the Halakha would be that
Malin de Loimari.
Malin.
Malin de Loimari. And the Shore Eido is Midayiket from the Rosh Naram in Hilchas Melach.
Wait, what forced the Shari agent to say this? What was the difficulty in the Tosos?
What?
What was the difficulty in the Tosos?
Tesis says the Kashi. Soba lo ki hodom rabbi yechanin. Akish b'chut lo raslavi v'chom min rabbi seyim b'yadeh. So that's why he says, ein reib ki chobim min. What's my yishmit is asina? Just because...
Ein what?
Ein rov minim ein rov evit chobim min. The majority of the Eidik Chovim are not me. So what does it do with Akush Bechus Loras Labi Davizorin or Mnei Davizim Nidim? So Tezis is a question. Tezis says, since he agrees with Rabbi Yechon that Akush Bechus Loras is Labi Eidik Chovim and Mnei Davizim Nidim, so maybe the Din of Lemayim and Marim doesn't apply to them. And what is the Din Likavi Akush Bechus Loras Mayim and Loim Marim? Because the din of Lemayim and Meridin of Lishchonim, not of Rachmones, is based upon the Shem Rosh Hashanah, not upon the Mitzias that is the Rishchonim. So Mele, so then we have to say that Meridin Lemayim, which applies only to meaning, doesn't apply to any Eved Chomim who is an Eved Avizor Berotz, but only to Kumrim. What does Kumrim mean, as Rashi says? Hadukim Rabbi Chovim, that they try to convert every Jew to a missionary. In other words, the din of Marin Lemailin applies not to any Chovim or Tarepikiris who doesn't try to be Mises from Adia Harajus, but it applies only to those who are Mises from Adia, as the Rambam says, Marin Lemailin, the Aminin, the Israel, Marin Lemailin, the Shemitzirim, the Israel, the Smosa, and the Sirim, the Soma, Achri Adishem. That's mean. So Mele, so the Shoreda says that the Issa of Rishachonim, Rishachim Aleyem, applies only to an Akume Rosh, and he mentions a Raya from the Rosh Narambam at the end of Hilchos Melachim.
Wait, so the only way it has halakha of mean is if it would
is
be
a missionary.
If it would have
Meis Madia.
Right, but even Bizman Hazeh, there's no such thing as a min, because they're not Adukim the Avodah Zarah.
And how they are meaning who try to convert all Jews? Don't you know? Don't you get...
No,
there's
but
a
I'm
whole
trying to...
Mishnah.
I understand, but I'm trying to understand Pshat in the Tosos and Chulin.
Yeah,
what's the connection between min
because
and Avodah Zarah?
Since Rabbi Yechanan says that Akum Shebechutz Lores, there is no din of Lemailin Meridin. It's Lemailin Beloy Meridin. So the din of Lemailin Meridin applies only to Akum Shebechutz Lores, Solver and Abayis. So to whom does the din of Meridin Lemailin apply? If he's just an Evichovim Eroshe, who is not an honor, so then it's Loy Meridin. So when do we say Meridin Lemailin, that applies to Kumrim, who are Mises and Madiach as Yisroel Ma'achesh, Tavizah.
And if you wouldn't say that the chiluk between the same Rasha of Avod Ovid of Avodah Zarah,
then I would say,
then how would you say?
Then I would say that any Eilig Chavim, even an Onus, is also in the love of Rizachon.
And then how would that connect to Min? Then what would I say by Min?
By Min, I would say only Meisim Madiach.
So the Pshat and Min doesn't depend upon the Pshat. So why does Tosus? So how have we answered our original question?
That's a Raya.
How is it a Raya? I don't see the Raya.
Since,
they're independent.
Since Rabbi Yechanan says it's independent, but there is a logical connection.
What's the connection?
It's not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily follow. But
we
understand it better. You see.
How do
because
we
since Rabbi Yechanan says that Akum Shebechutz Loretz, who are Anusim, so it's Mailin Loy Meridin. So when do we say Loy Meridin, Loy Mailin, Loy Mailin, Loy Meridin, Gabi Akum Shebechutz Yisroel, Ben Rabbayis, so then we are forced to say.
Who's left? What else is
there? Left, yeah. We are forced to say that Meridin Loy Mailin only applies to Mises, to Kumar. Says in Perek Shud Melachas Melachim Halachi Lalad Hayovim Shnei Akum Halachi Yisbeis Shnei Akum Shebol Lefanech Olodin Bizni Yisrael Verotsu Shnei Olodin Din Teir Odonim Hoyachot Reise Vechot En Reise In Keif Neisi Lodin Elo Bidineim Hoyo Yisrael Veakum Im Yeis Chusli Yisrael Bidineim Donon Bidineim Zegmol Vokam Namely, Cardinchen, be misrusly soil with the name of Donald in Terror, namely Cardinane, be yearly Chinese in King Legatation, a laylum Donnelly be named, the Hayerly Shineagin, in Giratation, be the Harris of Miskason in Israel, Sharon Subin Lachis, Shinemalagirash, Bizarachot, Nanavaho, Bizeshamu Hahon, Mikatum, Sholem. Be Akum Levitation. I feel Akim Tibahom Levati Haleem, the Ligam Messiah, Macy Israel, who found his and Yem, the Horani Israel, the Darkisholem, I never had Tiba the Shamakil, the Rahab of Hamas, the Nevadoh Hell, the Akneam, the Homies in the Sell Sholem. So, the Rambam mentions two psukim. First of all, from the Rambam is Mashma and Cheskel Vaskovich, the Talmud of Yehuda, is Medayi from Rosh Rambam, that the Chiva of Dati Sholem and Farnes in Ani Yaakov in Ani Yisrael Dati Sholem is not a Chiva of the Rambam. There the Mishnah in Zorkin mentions Kerich and Rishin, Levi Kerishani and Shli Yisrael Kerishlishi, Dati Sholem, that's only the Rambam. But the Dati Sholem of Emi Mamachin, Biyad Ani Yaakov, Milukit Lekichichol Peye, or Mephanesim Ani Yaakov, and Mephakrim, Achille Yaakov, and Achille Yisrael, Kefri Meisi Yaakov, and Meisi Yisrael, that is from the Reise, because the Rambam mentions the Pasuk, Tocheo Dachineyam
Bechon Zitzel. Where does the Gemara say it's the Rabbanan?
The Gemara said it Nanzok Ligabe Alias. So the Gemara
is... What is the Lashon of the Gemara?
Because the Gemara is mit Dage Scholem, mit der Reise, so because we could ask they, so the Gemara gives it to us, even when the king is male.
So I don't think it's a kasha. You don't have to say that there's a...
But the Gemara is the kasha.
No, I understand, but I have a teretz. You could say that even the Gemara's Darkei Shalom is Doraisa. But when the Gemara says Doraisa, it means as far as the chiyuv of respecting the Kohen.
That's right, that's okay.
But in a Hanami, all Darkei Shalom are Doraisa.
In a Hanami. You're right, 100%. And I also meant it that way. But Darkei Shalom would derise it, so in other words, and here the Rambam says, the Cholnis we sell Shalom. So Rebbe Cheskel Vaskovich says that he wrote also a perush on Sefer HaMad of the Rambam besides Jewish. He was the outstanding Talmud of the neighborhood, Rebbe Cheskel Vaskovich. So Seder Mishneh is a perush on Sefer HaMad, a wonderful Sefer.
It's Jewish today.
He wrote Chubis, the Cheskel Vaskovich Chubis.
Okay, but this the Yevnam is where?
That he mentions in Seder Mishneh, the Perush on Sefer HaMara. I'm sure the library has it. So he says, the Rambam here mentions as a reason for being Mechuyev to Mifarnis and Yaakov and Yisrael Tupsuk, Tochel Darkineyam, the Cholnes of Yisrael Sholem. And then the Racham of Alkomas. So he has the cash, Bishleim, and the Chel Darkinei Chosei Sholem, that we know because the Mishnah says in Darkinei Sholem. But the Racham of Alkomas, how is it Shaykh to say Liga Ben Akub? There is a lot of words, Chonim Lois Racham of it. So you're not allowed to have Racham. So he mentioned the taste of his Daphut Gimon Chon. He says, the love of Lois Racham of Lois Chonim, it applies only to Nakum and Roshi. And Nakum is about the soil with my bites, but doesn't apply to Nakum in Chutz Lorez, what I'm seeing. But somewhere, not only there's no Yisair, we are Mechuyed Midaraisi, Mitzadim Mitzvah of Lachta Bidrohov, Mahu Rachum, Ata Yerachum. The Rebbeinu Shalom is certainly Yerachum on everybody, even on Volchai, certainly human beings. And if it's Chavim, who is an onus, who doesn't have the Shem Roshi, so mele we are mechuyev mit reise to be mefarnes, and ye akum misad rachmones. Mechuyev mit reise misad Darkei Sholem and misad rachmones. So misad Darkei Sholem, we are mechuyev even if it's an akum Roshi. Even if you know the akum is a gazlen, a ganef, we are still mechuyev to have misad Darkei Sholem to be mefarnes. Not if he's a terrorist and then he's a lady. So it's Nisa. You are galvanizing the tzichas against Jews. But if he's just a gunner, if he does land, an adulterer, I mean a homosexual, so then we are mechuyev to be mefarnes in the Darkei Sholem. Not Mr. Rachmanes, unless you say that today the homosexuals are all sons, because they are raised that way. It could be, I don't know. At Kama Advarim Magim is no one could know. I mean, you see it happen in Hasidic families too, as I mentioned it. But it was mentioned to me by a Talmud of Ramesh Feinstein, who is a social worker, and he works in Borough Park. in the Karun Haizuis told me stories, frightening stories, of children in Hasidic home, nice parents, became drug addicts and homosexual. Because they see on television, they mingle with friends, you know. So it rubs off, you know, on everybody. And there is no real Torah atmosphere, you know, from type, but not the Torah atmosphere. So it rubs off. So mele, if it can happen to Hasidic children, why shouldn't it happen to Spanish children and to black children? So they're all Tanus. But suppose he's not an Anus. Still, we are Misadaki Sholem, we are Mechuyev, still we found it. So, I wouldn't give money to the people who come to a car and they want to give me a piece of orange because many people told me that there is marijuana in that piece of orange. Or grape, not orange. Grape, you didn't see it.
Those oranges, they
yeah,
peeled oranges.
Every time somebody takes me to the airport, I get that encounter. Yeah. Anyway, so now the Be'iri in Amizori says, when he has the same kasha, he has the same kasha that Taisa says, how can Rameya say that Liakum Bein Gerdesha, Bein Liakum, Bein Mechir, Bein Sine, but Remailum Remaridin, so Taisa gives a teres, the Remailum Remaridin is only Shayach on Yamazal, but he had for Yamatone of it, piece of meat, so you're not matzoling in any way. The Miri has the same kashi, and he gives another tarot. He says, the machlekes between the mayor and the Jude is not in regard to an akum, who is an akum aroshi, but in regard to an akum, who is an akum shebechutz la'aretz, who is an onus. So then we are mechuyev to be merachem on him. But only to the, it has to be consistent with Rachmanis. You have to have Rachmanis and Ikelev too. But does that mean that you have to make dress up Ikelev with a mean coat? It doesn't mean that you have to give Ikelev a mean coat. So Rachmanis says it's measure. So in other words, Parnosim Sumtzemes is Misat Nemes. But Parnosim Ba'avoche.
Only by a Jew.
Yes, so that you are not allowed to give to an akum, even an akum who is not a rosh.
But by a Jew you do.
But you are mechuyev to give. Afilu sus lirkevolov. The eved lo
osnefon. What does it mean, sus lirkevolov?
If he was very wealthy and he was accustomed to have, let's say, a Cadillac car, and then he was here at Melchosov, so you are mechuyev to accommodate him. And buy him today, you don't have sus laws of
all. Right, so it's a car.
Yeah, a car.
Even if you don't have a Cadillac?
No, if it's a Cadillac, so your Cadillac is first. Anyway, so the Miri says, by Gertesha of Yam Chuyev, to accommodate him with all the Machshira Shiachzai, just as Ligabi Yisrael, because there's the Pasik. There's the pasuk, "Im choyeshim bekepecha v'tevel eloisinenu." So that according to the price in Erechon, it has reference to two people, to an Etnaini who escaped from the master in Chutz La'aretz, to Israel in Eretz Israel. You're not allowed to return him to the master. "Im choyeshim bekepecha v'tevel eloisinenu." And it applies to Igatesha, Bisman Shaivoni. So Yamachuyev to accommodate him with all the comforts that Yamachuyev to accommodate a Jew. Shalei Shehei Ato Yeshiv, Be'ir Be'u Yeshiv Be'kfa. You have to accommodate him.
That's referring to only Gertosha
Bisman Shaivoni. Bisman Shaivoni.
What you call the extended form of Gertosha Gamma.
Full Gertosha.
Full Gertosha.
But it doesn't apply to a Yoteshov who is not Iver, and Zayim is
Neach,
as the Rabban says in Makis, Kim Lishenes Nemu Neach, akum hoy vegetation akum ho beach sheiv al zayn misin leach goy ho beneach shein eivir el shein izoyer bishme rosson bichol protein vidik dukon and gerteishov zeb beneach shekibu ala bizman shayev aneik zayn mitzvis shal beneach bifnei shleisho chaver mi yisrael.
But what about an Eved Shabarach? That applies even...
Also, girls. But the love of the essay of Imcho, Lysazir Eved Ladinov applies to Shoshan Eved. And the mitzvah of Imcho Yeshi Bekebecho, Vitev Lele Sinem. Now you'll see a deal from Rosh Rambam. Here the Rambam says, V'yirali v'chein yirali, Sheneagin Gerteishov, So which pasuk does he mention as the basis that with the Gateshof we have to report ourselves with the Acheres and with Chasodim ki Yisrael, the pasuk of Lagir Asha B'Sharechot Tnena V'Acho. But let's see the Lashon Rambam in Sri Matan.
Wait, this is the Rambam you read in
Hilchos
Malachim?
What?
In Hilchos Malachim?
This is in Hilchos Malachim. Perek Yud. Yeah. The Rambam says, Perek Gimel Mecheskiya Maton Aloch Yedalem. Also, Israel litin leakumat naschinu, avol neishinu ligateishon, shenemel agir ash b'sharecho, titneno v'acholo, oi mechir v'nochri, v'mchir v'loi matone. Avol, so he already mentioned that we are mechuye v'achiz gateishon, the posik of lagir ash b'sharecho, titneno v'acholo. Then he says, avol ligateishon, bein mechir v'nochri, v'nochri, So the Rambam and the Lashon Rambam is strange. Not as it's difficult as strange. It's possible because we see in the Chavis. First he says the Machir Lachison because of the Pasuk that Giras B'Sharechot Nenavacho. And then he says Machir Lachison because of the Pasuk of Gir V'Seisha B'Chein. Why does he have to mention two Pasukim? So the terrace is that there is a difference between the posik of Gir V'Seisha B'Chaimoch and the posik of Gir Ash B'Chaimoch Nanabacho. The posik of Gir V'Seisha B'Chaimoch does not imply that we are mechuyet to accommodate the Gir V'Teisha ki machzir ashiach zoi. That's the Mr. Doki. But the Ramban says in Das Soges on the Rambam of Sifra Mitzvahs, he asks why the Rambam doesn't mention Mina Mitzvahs, the posik Geir B'Seisha B'Chaimoch. So in that posik, Geir is referenced to Gatzedek. B'Teishof is referenced to Gatzedek. But then we shouldn't say, we can't say that is Nichol in the posik of De Machzir Ashiachsalei. De Machzir Ashiachsalei, that's the Mitzvah's talking. But here it's a mitzvah to help out a Jew, a Yatzedek, and the Gerteishov, to be master him from Tzore, from any Tzore and Tzuko, not after Pilach Nefesh. She Molechele, she Molechele, to be a Benor, on Mechuyovim Vatzile, Mechuyovim Vatzile. So that mitzvah of Gir V'Seishov V'Chaimoch, where the Torah doesn't spell out Gir Seishov V'Chaimoch, but Geir V'Seisha. So, Cheyoch Echaimoch, Geir V'Seisha V'Chaimoch. In other words, Cheyoch Echaimoch has reference to Israel, and the Geir has reference to the Tzedek, V'Seisha has reference to Igateshav, not after Igateshav, but when Abayin Manjaimli, who was Mikavil, the Zionist in the Neach of the Jews, that they were established in Moro, the whole protein with the kid, but any goy who is not either on Zayn Nisim Neach, and the Zayn Nisim Neach that were revealed to Odom and to Neach, even though he wasn't Nikari, he's not the Gatesh of Gomor. So there is a mitzvah just to be Maslim from Zakone, from Tzore. If he has no Parnose, we have to accommodate him with Parnose and Svetzemes, but not Parnose and Rebeches. Of Shuster, if all of the other dwarves of him, Mashein came the Posse, like Yerashim Sharechot Menavacholo, is the same as the Posse, Kim Choyeshe Pekebecho. That is limited only to the attention of this man, Shayel Neig. So there we are mechuyev to accommodate him with parnosim v'rechas, not only parnosim v'sutemes. And the Miri says the same thing in Avizore, and he says the reason as to why we are not allowed to give Matone a piece of nevele tenakum is because we are even akum anos. So if you have nevele and you have the gateshop, you have to give it to the gateshop. Because if we give it to the Akum, we are gazing the Matone from the Gatesha, since there is a Gatesha. So we are Mechuyet, we are also not to withhold the Matone, the gift, to the Gatesha.
So what does Rabbi Meir hold?
Rabbi Meir holds that there is no Isha.
Of Parnasa Bar Havacha, of being a Parnasa?
Bar Havacha, an Akum. Who is an onus, of course, and Akum is not an onus, then there is a lab of Lissarach, Lissachoning of Lissarach.
So Ramzok Solachim is talking about which type of Gerdosha?
A Gerdosha of a real Gerdosha. And he says, Sheneagim b'de'acheretz of Mitzchasorim to Yisrael. That's only a real Gerdosha. The Gerdosha of Bizman Hazeh, so you're not mechuyev to be neig Mitzchasorim to Yisrael. You're only mechuyev to be matzal them. From Tzoras, from trouble.
And which pasuk is that? That's Ger. That's
Ger Hashem Sharechot in Nenavachol.
That's not for a Ger, a real Ger.
That's right.
Yeah, but so how come Rabbi Yehuda used that pasuk for Parnasa Bar Chava?
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, according to the Rambam, it's not like the lab. And according to Teisves, so the lab of Resitlem Achnir Bikarke, I mean Resitlem Matas Chinom, applies only to Nakum Rosh. But according to the Miri, Resitlem Matas Chinom has reference to Parnose Bar Voche, and it applies to any Akum. Even an Akum is in us. But it doesn't apply to a Neach, who is not even a Zaynus Neach, even though he's not a Gatesh of Gomor.
Going to Meir.
And what is the Isa? The Isa is you are Gezel, the Matone from the Gatesh, from the real Gatesh.
Well, so according to Meir, if you give the Matana to someone who's not over the Zaynus Neach, but he's not
so
a real.
So you're not even the Isa, I see.
And you're over the Gzela from the Ger Tosha, of the real Ger Tosha?
If there is a Ger Tosha, it's not a vice. But today there is no Ger Tosha.
Right, so I'm just confused. So what's the difference in the Rambam and the Meiri? Can you say it again?
No, I don't think there is a difference.
There's
a difference between Teisves and the Rambam. Teisves and the Meiri. Because according to Teisves, the love of Resitin Lem, Matas Chinon, applies only to an Akum Rosh, because this is the Kashi. How can a Meir say we are allowed to give the Matone to an Akum? But it's Lishachonim, it's Lemayim Lemalidin, so he says he doesn't save his life by giving that gift to him. It's a minor thing.
So Tosas understands that the Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is talking about an Akum.
An Akum, even an Akum Rosh.
And the Rambam will say that it's talking about what?
The Rambam really would say that it's talking about Akum Rosh.
And still there's a problem, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to give it to an Akum who's an Anus, because you're stealing from the Ger Tosh.
From the Ger Tosh.
The Ger Tosh of Gamma.
Yeah, that's right.
But the Pasuk, La Ger Shir Bisharecha Tidnen of Achala, If that's talking about parnasa mitzutemes, is that talking about parnasa? That's talking about the
parnasa mirovachas.
Lager shabisharacha.
Yeah.
And then gear v'socha v'chaimach.
The only parnasa mitzutemes.
Oh, okay.
Is that I mean, I don't want to start Rabbi Boyes Halacha to be for a long time. It's only, it's now, it's 2:35.
Yeah, it's late.
We need two more. And on the other hand, he mentions Cheskias Yachus. So, because there is no stira, why is there no stira? Even though, from the perspective of Rabbi Salochi, so Chomet Pesach is also the Anoye, but it's a different kind of Nisa. From the perspective of Rabbi Salochi, so Chomo Keshemal Yechal, it implies an Nisa Anoye by itself too, that emanates from Yisrachile. But according to Cheskias Halacha, it's not a Yisrachile per se. It's a Yisrachile not to allow his chomets to be eaten by others, even to be eaten by Behemim. And I said that, let's say there is a Machlokes Haposkin, whether one is allowed to let his Behemish Alefka eat is chomets, so bishleim those who say he's allowed. So it's very simple, he's allowed, because he's not nene. If it's bein shalei, so then his nene, he gains the expenses he would have to give to the bein, but he can't have care. What kind of expenses? Some achim explain it because he has a good feeling, but I don't think that the good feeling is comes within the Yisranoi. Somebody, let's say, a message or somebody, and suppose is somebody, I mean, without making an autopsy. Autopsy is shyly an evil mess, but just he looks, he observes, you know, a mess, and because of that, he learns medicine. So it's not just a good feeling. It's also mutter, I mean, mentioned by the Chassam Sefer that it's mutter, as long as you don't make any autopsy. Does not involve a shayla of nivul ames. So this kind of anoya of learning is like a gome. I mean, somebody learns from a mess certain things. So that's like a gome. It's not a direct anoya. The anoya. But the reason as to why some rishonim say that you're not allowed to give chometz even to the MSF care is because it's you are gearing that he should be Nerechab. So Mele, if you are gearing to Nerechab, that's why it's also. So, but the question is, from the more it appears that Cheskia is Chilikan Rabbi, and Rabbi is Chilikan Cheskia, the Gemara constantly says, Vidoch, Vidoch, Vidoch. If there is no Machlekes, why does the Gemara ask Vidoch? The answer is he double Machlekes between Cheskia and Rabbi. One is that it all machlekes. Cheskia says one thing, and Rabbi says another thing, and one is not connected logically with the other. Cheskia learns out from the posik of Leocho Chomets that lo yeh beter achile, but that is not a nisa hanoyim salatzme, but it's also hanoyim is also. Because Anoye is conducive to the Achille by others, even by Bein. And Rabbi Avuya learns it out from Echol, Sechol, Sechol. And Cheskia does not have to be Chilek on it. But the fact that Rabbi Avuya, Cheskia, mentions the Drosha of Leochel, Leilat HaAchille, doesn't mention the Drosha of Rabbi Avuya. The fact that Rabbi Avuya mentions the Drosha so in other words, the Sakosu, he learns out this aloche from the possible idea of Shekhachot Nenova Acholo. So he's a raya, and he doesn't mention the Drosh of Cheskia, he's a raya, the Dachel. So in other words, so one is not to get to the other. So the Rambam, in the machlekes between Chesky and Rebavuye, where we darshan the drosha of the other Mandoma, so he sees.